This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Say I'm crazy, I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions, why am I so real? But they don't understand me, or really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win this fight,
everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. In the spirit of nepotism, I just wanted to kind of play something that give it a proper soundtrack. Talk to me. I can't even get no amen. Just, I wanted to give it a good soundtrack so you could understand. It's my prerogative. This is bananas, what's happening in this country. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live and in full effect today. I am so happy to be in your company. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper today. Check that thing out. Government to end a water and sewage contract. The Prime Minister reveals that Petty's daughter's water and sewage contract will be cancelled. This is absolutely bananas. Water and sewage manager testifies that water tanks didn't need work done. And you see Nygaard's in the paper. It says Prime Minister Nygaard, PM Nygaard had friends on both sides of the political divide. Listen, we're going to have a good show today. I want you guys to call in today. I don't have no guests, so it's going to be you and I. The line's going to be wide open. We're going to have a good conversation about where we are and where we seek to go. We talked about this. We spoke about this kind of a new day, the dawning of a new day. And I gave you the image of Rafiki. You know Rafiki from The Lion King. I gave you the image of Rafiki and Simba being held up at Pride Rock, being able to look over everything that the light touches. But these hyenas, my God, I can't even get no amen, only doing operation and work in the shadows. I want to talk about this. We have to talk like this, with clarity, with a very clear understanding that in the midst of a new day administration, we're hearing old language. Old language that doesn't bode well for progressive path towards tomorrow and the bright that continues to be able to shimmer, the horizon that's just off to our, we could feel it, we could touch it.
We could almost taste it. But we're being held back by more and more systemic, perceived, alleged, let's be decent in the people radio, corruption. I want to thank all those persons that are tuning in with us today. Thank you so very kindly. Make sure you go check out my good guys over at AFS, Insurance Agents and Brokers, down there. My good friend, Ethric Bowe. I know he won't come on here and talk politics with us, you know. He's called me every so often. Howard, what's going on, man? Go down there, check my good friend, Ethric Bowe, out. Make sure everything is going on well with your vehicle. It is the 14th day of November. That means we're mid-month. And tomorrow is going to be mid-month because it's 30 days of November, right? So mid-month, we're going to be tomorrow. And you still haven't gotten your vehicle taken care of yet. We're getting into the Christmas season. All your cousins going to call you. Your auntie them who you ain't talked to in a long time going to say, baby, come over. We have to let some things dead. They got turkey. They got ham. You can't even stop the conversation because you have no vehicle. Everybody then gone out for Christmas. These young children will watch the movies. Your car in the yard with gas in it and no insurance. You'll get your car insured, taken care of in preparation for this. Because, you know, the transition coming. The end of the year is here. And you got to mend some things before you get to the other side. But you can't mend it over the phone. There's some conversations you can't over the phone. You got to go see your auntie them and your cousin them who you ain't talked to for a while. Fix these things. But you need a vehicle to transport you. Talk to me. Go get your vehicle taken care of. Go check my guy out. AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, 3411 AFS, 3411 AFS. Take care of those things. Make sure that you're good in those areas. And make sure you can be able to move about. Pick up this plate from that one. You know you ain't gonna cook in January. Talk to me. You all are going to boil ham. No, baby. Put that bone in the fridge. put the bone in the freezer. We can boil that. You can eat ham soup in January. Go pick up some plates. You all know you ain't gonna cook. Pick up some plates, but get your car insured first. And while we're talking about that meat, while we're talking about all of those meats and all those the protein packages that you want, make sure you go check my guy out. I keep telling you that. Go check out Alan Butler right there at Milo Butler Mart, right there on Blue Hill Road North, just east of the Wesley Methodist Church on the, is that Meadow Street? Right there on Meadow Street at the intersection by the light there on the Blue Hill Road and the intersection right there, right? So you can see him on the right-hand side. You can be able to pick up your protein packages. He got everything. I went to the supermarket yesterday. I went to the store to pick up something. And I looked at the turkey for at least, I'm telling you, I stood there and I looked at the turkey for about 3 minutes. Now, I don't eat the turkey, but I think that my kids should eat the turkey. I looked at it and I say, these kids been eating wings for a while. I wonder if they want some turkey. Because, you know, the turkey's good. You bake a turkey down, season it right. The children like it. But they so weird. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, Daddy, what is this big wing? You need to stop it. This was a delicacy when I was a child. This is what it is. And when I was very young and Grammy would feed us the hog sauce. Because on the weekend, right, the pig feet sauce and hog sauce. Well, not necessarily. We never eat the pig feet. But she had the ears, but had the cartilage. This was a delicacy at 7, 8 years old. Then I get old, I say, my God, we can't be eating this foolishness no more, right? But nonetheless, make sure you go pick up your protein package and get yourself prepared for the Christmas holiday. The season is upon us. You guys doing your best. You've been saving your money for January. From January of this year to go buy these expensive plates that they people forget to put salt in or they put too much. My God. You know how to deal with that. Go get your protein packages from my good guys over at Maddleby Butler and Son at Butler Mart. Take care of that thing. And if you guys want to be able to do some, because I told you I got some advertisements. I got some persons calling me. They want me to do some live remotes. They want me to come down. Get yourself booked now. Give us a call, 323-2300, right? Is that the number? 323-2300. I think that's the number here. Make sure you give us a call here, or you can give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. I can be able to put you down there and get you laid out and straight for the Christmas season. You know, you can come out and talk about your products and your service, what you can do, and you want persons to be able to move towards you. Please do so with me. Give me a call, 827-0111. I'll be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Christmas is coming. I'm excited about it. I really am. I think my wife is wilding out, though. I went over to one of the shops there on Wolf Road, going towards the east. Talk to me. These people, you know, they didn't get a commercial. But nonetheless, we went there on Sunday. They closed at 6 o'clock. So on Sunday, we went to the store. My wife, wilding out. I went there for something. She said, what are you going for? I went there for something. She's there with me, right? I said, no, baby. I need to go in for a shower curtain. That's it. Can I say this? Someone talk to me. I went for one shower curtain in the spirit of decency. I end up with rug, shower curtain, bed sheets, dish tray. Man, this is too much. But nonetheless, I smile in my spirit. I said, my God, Christmas coming. This is an exciting time. Guys, make sure you get your things taken care of. Let persons know exactly where you're going to be as it relates to Christmas and how you get your products and services and everything taken care of. Give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. Let's get that thing taken care of for you, and we can put everything on the line. Now, I want to talk about this. I want to do so with decency and in order. I want to talk about this because in 2007, I told you this, I lost my job. How would you talk about the hotel? Stop it. This is my life. Let's talk about this. I lost my job in the hotel when my son was born. I thought it was wild. I needed some days. I've been working about 18 hours every single day. 18 hours as a wedding coordinator, wedding manager, right? And every single day I was working 18 hours a day. My wife was pregnant. She was going through the ups and downs of pregnancy. She had to go by her mother. I was to work all day. I didn't have staff. I didn't have anything. And so for the entire 9 months that my wife was pregnant, I made a hell of a lot of money. But I was broken. I was just tired. I couldn't do anything. And so when she was finally able to kind of give, she was ready to give birth. This was around April, right? I slept with her that night at the hotel, at the hospital, right? When I slept with her in the little bed thing, we together in the hospital, at the Ryan Memorial Hospital in Freeport. And I woke up about 7 o'clock that morning and I had to go to work. I wore the same clothes, washed my face, going back to work. I had things to do. I went to work. And as I am typing and responding to brides, because I got brides from California all over the place calling me. As I was responding to brides, I got 3,000 emails in this thing. And I went to my boss at the time, and I said to him, I said, hey, listen, I'm going to need my paternity days, right? We're going somewhere with the story. Don't fight me. So he says to me, man, your baby can be young for a long time. I need you. And so I paused, and I looked at him, and, you know, I just given my life freshly to Christ, and I didn't want this man to make me sin. I said, in the name of Jesus, sir, listen to me. I worked for 9 months, 9 months straight, 18 hours every day. And you can tell me my wife, my baby can be young. So anyway, nonetheless, I went to the doctor and I got some days off, the 3 days, because essentially it's only 3 days, paternity days, right? And I gave it to him. And by the time as I returned, these people had, I'm telling you the truth, they had a letter prepared for me to say that you had an issue. It was you being insubordinate. Someone called and say that you had a problem and blah, 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 blah. Right? Nonetheless, a little time after, they let me go from the hotel. So essentially, my son has never seen me work for people. Not like that. From he was born. And so I was like, okay, this is peculiar. Now, I got home. We talked about this. I got home. My mother is the member of parliament in 2007 to 2012. From 2007 to 2012, I did everything I could be able to do with my strength. And this is why I know the politics so well, because I immersed myself in the thing. And I did everything I can do to help my mother win her seat. Because if she win, we win. My God, she win, we win. We in the thing, right? We've already heard the stories about, you know, friends, families, and lovers who were taken care of and gotten projects and so forth and so on, and was able to make some money. No one ever said anything about it. They probably, you know, cut their eye at it. Not even a strong smile, a frown. Not even a strong frown. It was just like a, I dust them people. And then nothing. I'm talking about not my mother, because she's fresh in. But we've heard about these stories before. And so when I get in, I say, listen, mommy, I need this, this, and this. She said, well, I can't help you. I said, well, Jesus, God, I help you, eh? So she said, but I can't help you. I said, but mommy, I need this because I'm looking for a job for this, this, and this. Because I need to do these things. She said, listen, baby, I'm not about to lose this opportunity for people to say that that this is nepotism, that this is this and this is that. I said, mommy, nepotism doesn't even exist. That's only a joke. That's only one of the words that people say. That's not real. In the Bahamas, we are such a small-knit country and small-knit community. You hiring your cousin, you don't even know. You should just give me a job, right? So I did my best. And it didn't work. I had to get an opportunity through the government 52-week program, right? No, was it? No, I lie. It wasn't a 52-week program just yet. It was the Fresh Start. You remember the Jump Start and the Fresh Start? The Fresh Start program, or the Jump Start, afforded opportunity for persons to be able to get up to $5,000 to start their own business. This is when the World Bank indicated to the then Prime Minister that entrepreneurialism is low and you need to be able to ensure that you have entrepreneurial. I think they got like $23 million and they just kind of spiced the thing up and gave it to a lot of persons. That's where Bahama Strike got their opportunity from. Cheesecake Factory got there, and a lot of persons got their opportunities. But these are some of the ones that actually was able to remain buoyant. I got that open up my landscaping company. So that's how I got in landscaping. My mother didn't give me anything. And I don't know if I resented her at the time. Young family, ain't got nothing, needed some money, didn't have no income. So I hustled. I did what I had to do. I hustled my guts out. I was cutting people's yard and they was laughing. People would hire me to cut their yard just to say, look at Vernay's son cutting my yard. And I didn't care. I was cutting grass and I was able to take a couple dollars home to my family. So I understand the concept and idea of nepotism and the boundaries that exist to be able to safeguard those people that you love. My mother did that for the love that she had for me. And the love that she had for her position, let's just be very clear about this, right? She ain't trying to get fired for me. I must be stupid, right? So nonetheless, I smile about it. And then we look in the papers years later. Years later. Progressively, relentlessly, we identify men that would tell you that this isn't necessarily against the law, but never take any consideration, never, about the ethical and moral approach to be able to hold up a standard for the next generation coming. I decided that I would never get into nepotism. I just open up my own business and leave it for my children. That's what I can do. I don't have to squeeze something for anybody else within your organization. I can just leave this for my son. And we can talk like this. The lines are wide open if you want to be able to be a part of the conversation today. Please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300. 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. There's another name they use for it. It's emerged out of Italy, right? The word was nepotizo, right? And then it evolved into, in the 17th century, it evolved into nepotism. And if you look back at it, the core of this is nepotizo. The core of this was found within the Catholic Church. They found this. This is when the popes were hiring their son, their nephews, right? Nephews. So the core of it is derived from nephews. The core of the word nepotism, found in Italy, derived from the word nephew, where the popes were giving grace and certain privileges and access and opportunities to their nephews, which, come to find out in years later, that was actually their sons. This is bananas. Now we're here, 21st century. Technology, access, opportunity, global community. Everything's happening out here, and you're confined to the space that's no further than your nose. And you do everything to manipulate this particular space to ensure that you are comfortable. And we, the observers, should look at this and turn an eye, a blind eye, and repeat and recite those words came down from the mount and say, it is what it is. Bananas! Let me take the telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
That's me, Howard.
Hey, what you say?
Everything cool. Thank God for life. That was Fred. Me said you had on yesterday.
Yeah, man. I had Fred on yesterday.
Yeah, and then I listened to him, and I keep listening. He said he been the Memorial Day the day before, so that would have been a recording. You recorded on Sunday.
No. That was a fresh show.
That was live?
Yeah, he was in the studio with me.
Oh, he said yesterday, so he must have did it on Sunday, but I think that thing was on the 11th. It's Memorial Day.
The memorial?
Yeah, you know what they celebrate in America, the 11th of November?
Yes.
Yeah, but Howard, before I forget, what you think in the papers, Howard, when you were talking about your old lady just now, with trying, and she said she couldn't help you?
Yeah, well, not that she couldn't help me, she wouldn't help me.
I don't know if the word is deja vu or sound like we're going back. Like, I thought it was a recording, tell the producer answer the phone.
No, she wouldn't help me.
Yeah, I remember you say that. You just say that last week or two
yeah,
weeks ago.
I tell you,
talking about the email with Brave Davis sent to FTX to help his son.
Nepotism is a real thing.
Yeah, so you say the Pope them.
The word derived from Italy.
Is to give it out to their nephews.
To their nephews, but it really was their sons.
Was their son?
It was their sons. It was the Pope's sons. They was giving this thing to.
So tell me something. How do I ask you this, Howard? Two things. Before I could ask you about the nepotism thing, right? You didn't ask Fred Mitchell this yesterday. Would you think he meaning? He ain't said this before the chairmanship. He said this afterward. So he had a letter, a note in his pocket. What he type up to resign if he did lose?
Mm-hmm.
Is he being thin-skinned? What you think he didn't mean? Because I mean,
he went.
That if he didn't win, he was going to resign, be in a cabinet. I say, well, where did that come in? But what I really want you to touch, if it's possible, Howard, in the papers, it was reported where the case going on, and the chairman of Warden worked, the non-sitting chairman, is quoted somewhere, one of the reporters, right, where he said he don't frown against nepotism.
That's why I'm saying right now.
So I try and think, I know when, if you frown, you have a problem. If you don't frown, you don't have a problem. So is he saying, like,
he doesn't frown against nepotism.
Call a bad name nepotism. Is he saying, like, he don't see a problem? Okay, my view is, right, I always say this. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. I ain't killed no water for the PLB. I don't think this man, Petty, need to resign. And if they want Faye daughter, I think she should, if she qualified and she's a behemoth, they need to hire her right back to one of the other government ministries. All right? It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. Maybe it look bad that way. And if Brave Davis really could say, well, ask for a resignation. And this apple and orange is mixing up when he was the cabinet minister with his brother. That's a different situation. And then it was reported, and I know you could check to see if there's any truth. They say he brother still get all the money anyhow. Although he asked his brother, or he fly, brother, whatsoever, right? See, this situation when Brave Davis sent the email, like I say, I wouldn't have sent the email. I think that if you're looking at things where the opposition or the other side could talk about on the campaign trail, they can be talking about the email with the Prime Minister sent to FTX to help his son more than they can be talking with Patty and his daughter. $1,200 a month, $26,000. Come on, man. Come on, man. She deserves, as a behemoth, if she qualified to do the work, she go to any ministry. They don't have to keep her there to water and works. How they could ask for him to resign? This is a small town. She qualified. I believe all of these ministries, all of Mr. Christie, all of their children should be able to work in this country. We always talk about people not coming back home. That girl, excuse me, that lady could have been somewhere else in the world. Now, this heat, politically, maybe Brave Davis, like, he got to ask for her to be fired or whatsoever. I don't think Patty need to resign as the chairman. Like he say, he wasn't aware. Let's say he was aware. But we don't know that. Oh, his mouth, he's saying he wasn't aware. You still there, Howard?
He gave the contract to his daughter.
Oh, his mouth, he's saying he
You think he wasn't aware that's
right?
his daughter?
Huh?
You saying that he wasn't aware that it was his daughter?
No, I blind saying. I say him with the papers. Say, look in the papers. You get it right there. That's the Guardian. Help me because I blind. Mm-hmm. I think it was reported. He say he wasn't aware when they hired her or gave her the contract. But Brave Davis, we get proof that the email. Listen to me. I ain't saying all too wrong, you know. I say if you want Petty to resign, you think Petty do something bad, right? What about the Prime Minister sending an email? Petty say, even if Petty didn't know she was going to get a contract or help her to get a contract, he's saying in court that he wasn't aware. We got to take his word. Just like we got to take the Prime Minister's word. If that email wasn't there, the Prime Minister would have been able to say that never happened. Two wrongs don't make a right. It's not what you do. It's how you do it. Thanks, Howard.
I appreciate you, Bubba. I hear what you're saying. I feel like that's a sentiment of a lot of persons. You know why? Let me tell you why. We have we've been impoverished as a people for a long time. We, collectively. I don't care where you come from. I don't care which ladder you've climbed, whether this is the educational ladder, whether this is that backdoor ladder that someone you know was taking care of, whether you walk the beach in the morning and pick up something. We all have come from an impoverished position in this country. Black, those of us that are black, many of us. Let's call it 85%, many of us. We have understood how to navigate through this life to find ourselves climbing up to at least contentment. And in doing so, we utilize everything we can to get to that point. That's why there is, for many persons, this relentless commitment to their political organization. Because your mama, your grandmother, would tell you things like, child, if it wasn't for the PLP, we would have never had a house. My God. Child, if it wasn't for this organization, we would have never... Okay, okay. So you have a commitment. And like Fred would have told me yesterday, he found out that just sitting down at the University of the Bahamas, College of the Bahamas, that first-time voters vote how their parents vote. So it didn't make no sense wasting time talking to them. You go right to their mothers, to their grandmothers, to the matriarch of the family and have this conversation. And when you do that, you could be able to shift the entire thing. I'm always impressed how Picewell and Fred Mitchell knows by, listen, first name, last name, all the constituency in their constituency. Not all of it. They always could be able to quote names, first name, last. I think that's impressive. That's good politics. So he did his part in being able to do that. Now, when you find out this and you come to this conclusion and you look at this stuff, right, and you make a determination as to whether or not you put yourself in this shoe. I'm educated. I've been off to school. I travel. I'm articulate. I do all these things. I climb well, but I don't have opportunities. I don't have no states, no papers to live in the States. I got children. I can't move off to the States to do these particular things. So I'm confined to this space. And I wouldn't even say it is confined. I feel like it's a celebration. It's really a blessing to be living in the Bahamas. But I got to work. I got to make money. Now, how do I make this money? $250 ain't enough money for me. And that was when I was 20. That ain't enough money for me. I need to be able to make more monies because my counterparts in different spaces, they didn't send me off to different places in a hotel. And these people dumb. And they're making money. My God, I need to make money too. When I came back from Colorado, first question I said, listen, boss, I can need a raise. He said, boy, Howard, you gotta stop talking foolishness. I moved from the department. And that's how I became the manager in the weddings department. I moved. I had to move. I said all these words to make you to understand that there is no place in this society for you to be able to find a crack in the door to say, well, nepotism ain't really that bad. That is bananas that you would say that. If you're qualified, if you're capable, if you're articulate, if you're, listen, you could get seconded to another space within the space of government. So you don't have to work within the proximity of your father. Your mother, your auntie, your cousin. You don't have to be able to work around this kind of a space that you expose to the possibility of nepotism or favoritism. And any astute person who understands that there is the law and then there is ethical, moral standards that you need to be able to uphold would do the same thing. I tell you my whole story to make you understand that this is what my mother said to me. her son whom she loved. Her son whom she loved. She said, baby, it make no sense me give you this and me, I screw me and screw you. Everybody screwed in the family. Nobody could go nowhere because I give you something. Now I got to step back. That don't make no sense. Go, you're strong. Go look for something else. And I did that. If you're qualified and you're capable, all these things, the perception, the stench is wrong. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's Festive Giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, November 14th. If you are celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a... See, you said it. I didn't say it. You said it. And you smell like one too. Happy birthday. I pray that the Father continues to bless you and keep you, and you have tons and tons, thousands of more birthdays till you're so old and all your friends gone and only you here. And you say, God, send the chariot and take me up. You need to do that, right? Have a happy birthday. Enjoy yourself. If you're celebrating an anniversary, happy anniversary to you. If you're celebrating anything on this day, we say happy birthday to you. Happy celebration day to you. Happy recognition day to you. Whatever you're doing, guys. If you want to do so, give me a call, 827-0111. I'd be more than happy to talk about that for you. And kind of put that thing out there for you guys, right? Have a good time this weekend and enjoy yourself as we transition over into the weekend. And you're going to be able to celebrate. Next week? No. I think week after next is my birthday. Next week is my anniversary. Don't be shy. Me and my wife will take wine. Amen? Just send the wine down there. We can have a little. I come from an Anglican family. Y'all don't fight me. I come from an Anglican family. Huh? I didn't confirm. Amen? I can do the cross. And just to be able to appease all those Christians out there, I'll have a little wafer with the wine. Just for balance. Just for the purposes of balance. Amen? My God. Send the wine down there. We can have a good time. We're going to celebrate. This is our 20th anniversary. I am excited about this thing. I really am, right? My wife, she running out. She won all these things. Well, you're going to do this? And I said, listen, baby, you need to calm down. You need to calm down. 20th anniversary, we've been together for 20 years. 20 years of marital bliss, right? You know one thing but the bliss. It started as a spark. Next thing you know, whole house fire on fire. Oh, my God, but it's come down, simmer down to a bliss again. So praise God for the bliss as we continue to be able to do that and do those things. If you're celebrating an anniversary also, I say happy anniversary to you guys as we go out there and do those things. Guys, it's a beautiful day. The lines are wide open. Somebody say qualified to cut grass. I was cutting grass and I was doing it good. That's what makes you professional, when people paying you for something. I was being paid to cut grass. You all think life easy, eh? You think you could just sit on your throne and be able to, your father, throw cash at you from the purse in the coffers of the country and say, don't worry about that, baby daddy. Daddy will take care of you, even if it's not my money. I don't have that privilege. We got to work, baby. That's the second one. Every passe must work. That's the second. We'll be coming out. This is the second. This is DJ Howard today, right? We can do the thing, right? I just want to have a very clear conversation with you. There's no way in my conceivable mind that this is okay. I can tell you an intimate story. When I had my baby girl, I have the pleasure of being around some very nasty old men. Very nasty. They say things and you smile at them because, you know, you're in the company of them, but you're baffled by the fact that this is the mindset that exists in our country. These are old men in strategic positions, politically and otherwise, that have significant positions in this country. I heard many stories, and I heard from the horse's mouth about the filth and just the sheer nasty nature, the perverted nature of old men in our country. Save some. I can't throw everybody in the bucket. But for the most part, the mindset that exists here is a thrust, the catalyst of perversion, and a desire for an unquenchable desire and a sexual appetite that is second to none, I think, around the world. Maybe that's just people in the black diaspora. I don't know. But they lead with their second man in charge. Can I say that? Is it okay? Can we structure it like that? They lead with their second man in charge. And I had my baby girl, small, absolutely gorgeous. I love her so bad. And I'm looking at her and I say to my wife, baby doll, my daughter can't never work for none of these fellas around here. I hear the stories of these nasty old men who would ask young ladies to come into their office to apply for a job and then say, well, let's talk about this further at dinner. Well, what the hell do we need to talk about at dinner, sir? I hear these stories. I'm listening to these stories that these old men would tell me. And the only thing I could envision and picture is them trying to ravage my daughter for a couple dollars. So I do everything I can every day and think about other avenues and concepts to create business and leave business for my children. Ask them constantly what you want to do. Do everything we can to sacrifice and provide them an opportunity that they never have to yield to your feet to look for an opportunity to feed themselves or their families. Because all your desires are is carnal. And I think that's poor. This mindset that exists in this country, is accompanied with the mindset to say, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And then the cherry on top of it is, after it's done, it is what it is. It's bananas. And you expect there to be transparency, growth, development. When the Prime Minister of our country is taking on this course and position to indicate that he doesn't see, well, there's not even an excuse to say that, okay, we shouldn't have taken this course. It's in the papers today. A7, on the same story. A7. Following the testimony, this is the last paragraph. Following the testimony, Free National Movement Chairman Dwayne Sands called for Petty's resignation. But Davis said yesterday, the last person who can pass any moral judgment on conduct impropriety. They don't have any moral authority to speak to those matters. The Prime Minister spoke with reporters after viewing the body from former Minister of Health, Perry Gomez, in the foyer of the House of Assembly. Now, I can't tell you I disagree with the Prime Minister, you know. I can't. Because when you're in the public, like, all your information spills to the forefront. Whether it be Michael Pintard, whether that be Marvin Dames in his particular capacity during this time when he was there, whether that be Dwayne Sands, this is information that is etched into the halls of our memory about politics and politicians. You can't fight that. And so trying to be able to project yourself as a moral compass may be a little bit difficult. It's going to be difficult because you got a checkered pass as it relates to these particular things. Can I say that? peppered with impropriety. I mean, that's just decent. The prime minister himself. All this information's in the paper. But I don't believe your posture and position should always be able to deflect and say, look at that, though. It should not be about squirrel. It shouldn't be about that. It shouldn't be about deflection. It shouldn't be about being able to cause persons' mind, hearts, and spirit to look elsewhere, almost to be able to give you a pass. Well, we did it before. Let's give it another pass. When are we going to build ourselves, our character? Or is it only about legality and morality has nothing to do with this? If we're only going to deal with this conversation about legality and what's legal and what's not, then we should just put this ethical, moral conversation out of the door. That is only for campaign brownie points, obviously. You don't necessarily believe in that. Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line on the side. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
A pleasant good afternoon, Howard Grant.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Sparky?
Yeah, good buddy. Hey, congratulations on your 20th anniversary.
I appreciate you, man.
You know, I've been that road before. Been down that road. And let me start with you. I'm Anglican, too.
Sparky, how much years you make it, Sparky?
Born in 1951, christened in St. Matthew's, June of the same year. Confirmed at 13 years old in St. George's. Worked on the altar in St. George's. When I got 19 and left government iron mail to work, life changed. I said I had enough of being around the priest and the church. I started a new life. I found God someplace else. God wasn't in the building. God was out there walking in nature and around the streets.
Praise God.
Got married April the 12th, 1975. Officially divorced February the 4th, 1984. So I think I made it about 9 years. Two beautiful kids. But some things just don't happen. I always envisioned having a wonderful marriage, and because I did grow up in a house with a mom and dad that I saw were all madly in love, but they never got divorced. Their mother died, then father died, but nobody ever divorced.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a real happy home.
Mm.
But, you know, congratulations to you and all of those that make it a happy home. And it ain't an easier feat, especially in this day and time. Everybody's spending most of the time the fish fry on Western Esplanade. And the temptation with some of those women are just very, very difficult to pass up. Because those women said they look beautiful. Can't miss it. Plus, added we even eyelashes. How it can become difficult, especially if you put down one or two of them.
I don't know, Sparky. I'm out here. I got to feel your wrist to know. Yeah, I get close enough to feel your wrist. Because I blind like Ray Charles. I don't know.
I can't see
Sparky, my wife, listening.
I can't see.
Go ahead.
And them pretty eyelashes and them contact lenses and all them eye makeup and thing, them guys out there, they better than Miss Universe these days.
I don't know.
But you know, this week is supposed to be Harvest Week in the Anglican Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of growing things around here. And I refer to God as the nature of the universe. And I have about four big, beautiful bunches of bananas in my yard. So to the less fortunate, to the needy, to those that like to eat healthy food, I think I'm going to donate two nice big bunches of bananas, nice and green, just about ready to turn yellow, to Trinity Anglican Church around the corner from me in Stapleton Garden. So if any of them listening, Sparky's going to drop off two big bunches of bananas, much taller than Talbot Grant. But Howard, I wanted to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
I understand it's your show and your guest, but when you have politicians come on to the show, do they ask they don't want to get any callers or something like that?
No. Nobody says that to me.
Because I know that you had Mitchell the other day and you received no calls.
That's something that I extend to him. I don't have a problem doing that.
I understand that, but okay, if he comes in as a chairman, or he comes in as an MP, or he comes in as a private citizen, don't the Bahamians have a right to ask him questions?
I think the Bahamians have access to him. Somebody texted me yesterday and said, tell Fred Mitchell, call me at this number. He and I laughed at it. I said, Fred, why are people calling me and telling me to text me to give you this information?
I know Fred. We grew up again in the Centerville area. I could call Fred Mitchell on his phone, and he answered me.
No, so,
I could text him, and he'd answer the text. But then he goes on talk shows. he normally requests not to have anybody ask him no questions.
Well, he didn't say that to me. Show. I can be honest with you. He didn't say that to me. I extended that to him. I said, Fred, listen, it's going to be a quick conversation. They said, I would like to talk about, I would like to know about these things. If you come here and do, listen, I'm always gracious to my guests. You have to remember, we only want to live on one island. Huh? If I burn my bridges now, then the only person you hear sitting here is Howard Grant. I got to be decent.
But see what I'm saying? You got sponsors and you got callers that make the show live. And you got Guardian, who is owned by certain people. And when you got callers who want to call and maybe ask a question or two, not personal.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be extended that thing, you know. I know certain people, they go and they say, I come in on your show, but I don't want to really call and ask me no question.
No, for the most part, no one ever says that. I appreciate this, Sparky. You got to go to the break. For the most part, no one says that. And I'm hoping that the conversation was good enough. And we have an opportunity to be able to talk about that. Fred listens to us almost every day. If he doesn't listen to us, someone's listening to us and report this information. So it's not like it's not going to get to him. He's indicated that he's gone around the entire country and that he has to go back because he has been external, not necessarily working internal. And now he understands that he has to do that. So I'm not fighting Fred for his posture and his position. I'm just grateful to be able to sit with him. I admire him from a political standpoint. And I'd love to be able to talk to. There's a couple of people that I truly admire politically. And I look forward to talking with them. I'm not going to burn my bridges. Don't fight me. If he asks me for grace, I will extend that to him. Let's take a quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The thing that everyone should love. Every passing must work. Every passing must work.
If you're looking for a burger that is 100% flame grilled beef and comes with all the fixings you love, nothing beats the classic Whopper from BK. So, how do you make this classic flame grilled Whopper from Burger King better? You double it. With double the cheese and double the bacon, this sandwich can fill any appetite. Introducing the double Whopper from Burger King that is so big and delicious that the only way to make it better is to make it a combo. Try the new double Whopper at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Every passing must work. Work. Every passing must work. Work hard. Cause if you're not working, you gotta be loafing. And if you're not loafing, then daddy, you gotta be joking. Don't be a jerk. Everybody must work. Work hard. Hanging out at street corners when you should be at school. That won't make you a rich man. That will make you a fool. Everybody must work.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon here, November 14th. We're just talking. We're just talking about where we are, our posture, our position, our structure, what's happening in the country, whether or not we are moving further and further away from this mark, the mark of our bearing, right? The manner of our bearing, right? Are we moving away from that? Are we moving away and kind of nestling ourselves, kind of getting comfy, cozying up into the shadows of perceived corruptions? That's just what it is. It's the shadow of perceived corruption. You can't say it's corrupt. But if historically you've always said to us that perception is reality as it relates to politics in this country, if we perceive this to be corrupt, then this is corrupt. Then this could become a banner issue, a headline issue, as you move into the next general election. And this is not only for the PLP. This is for the FNM. But, you know, the FNM may be on the proverbial back burner because they're not the government of the day. So you find yourself in this kind of a position, and this is where we have a problem socially. This is where we have a problem socially. If I were to do something like this, and you're just kind of flippant with me, right? And I'm flippant with this kind of a posture, saying, I ain't nothing to talk about. What would be my recourse? Would I be hauled before the courts? Who can I call on to say, please, I need you to be able to assist me in this matter? No one. This is one of the issues that the Bahamian people have. If it's good for Peter, it should be good for Paul. And the inconsistency that exists in this country is weighty. It weighs heavy on us because all of us have a desire to get out of this nasty proverbial hole of poverty or brokenness. We got to call it poverty. It may be brokenness. And we're looking for a way of consistency. In this country, you have to hold your breath with everything. If you get a contract, you got to hold your breath. I remember you can tell all my business. But many of us understand these things. Some things you don't even want to go before people. I can tell you this. I can say this to you. I can be decent with you. Some of these people in 8 Mile Rock disliked my mother so bad as she was transitioning out. When I got an opportunity to be able to get the 52-week program, when they call me, the government, now remember, I was already working the 6 weeks program, right? I was already working and organizing for my mother, constituency, and being able to work in her office. The 6 week, I wasn't getting paid for this. The 6 week program and identifying person, she was in there and saying, okay, this is the person with talent. This is where you do it. And I expanded the program. So when leadership, who was doing that, when they saw that, they said, wow, this guy is good in being able to put these administrative stuff together. They called me to do the 52-week program. They didn't know, my mother don't know nothing but this. Nothing. She didn't know nothing but this. If she knew, I probably would have got it anyhow, because what the government paid me per hour, my God, hey, glory to God. I know Jesus showed up that day and touched me on the forehead. Hey, God is a good God. What the government paid me, my God, listen to me. Brokenness was only an idea of yesteryear. Let's go through, this is a side note, just a sidebar. Go through trials and tribulations. If you're in hell, keep moving. Listen to me, I can't get no amen, somebody. If you find yourself in hell, I just tell you, I had a brand new child, had all these things coming every day I get up, go work. Every day. I didn't care if he was laughing at me or not, I cut your grass. I saved it, I pawned all my jewelry to take care. I had all kind of jewelry, Jesus. I was fresh. I did everything I could do to take care of my family. And I kept going. I never stopped. I kept going, kept believing, kept faith, and I kept moving. And one day in the midst, I was on a fast. I can be honest with you. I was on a fast. And my telephone gone off. I didn't hear it. The only thing I had money for is to leave minutes on this phone. My telephone went off. I didn't hear it. And when my telephone went off, I listened to the voice note. It's my good friend, Mr. Anderson. I know Mr. Anderson because I had already worked with the program. I know all these people. So when I listened to the voice note, Mr. Grant, how you doing? Hope all is well with you. We have considered you for this opportunity. I didn't even apply like that, right? I put some information in, say I wanted to do it. We considered you for this opportunity. We'd like you to be able to do this. Can you give me a call? I called him. Hey, what's Anderson? What's up? Boom, boom, boom. Me and him talking, right? He said, well, we need you to be in Nassau. I said, when? Tomorrow. yes, the program starts tomorrow. We need you to go to Nassau to get yourself taken care of. I said, Miss Anderson. I called my wife right away. I said, baby, you wouldn't believe this. This is what's happened. Bam, bam, bam. My mother don't know nothing but this. None. I said, baby, you wouldn't believe what happened. Boom, boom, boom. She said, yeah? She said, when you got to go to Nassau? I said, got to go to Nassau tomorrow. We called for the ticket, $300. How much money I got in my bank account? How much money we have? $300. I had to grab the $300 and pray the whole way and say, Lord, I hope I mess up this money. Jesus! I prayed. I jump on that ticket and I come back home with over $1,500. I come back home. I didn't even start the job yet. Man, I can't even get no amen. You need to stop it and keep going. Keep going. If you know you're called for this thing, baby, keep going. Don't stop. Because every one of these things will lead to your testament. And you don't have to lean on nepotism. Nobody got to give you nothing. Nobody got to give you nothing. Lest they say they make you rich. My God, I can't get no amen. You go with faith. That's why I don't have to lean on nobody for nothing. I ain't got to beg nobody for nothing. Nothing major to be able to change these things. Of course you go to your parents and say, I need something. You go to your auntie and so forth and so on. But when it comes to, if you're going to mess up her opportunity and your opportunity, you might as well leave that alone. I got a text here, someone says, Howard, I'm different about this. Says, I have mixed feelings about the nepotism topic. The country is very small. Only a few degrees of separation with families and almost everyone knows everyone. I don't agree with giving contract to friends or families if others didn't have a fair chance. But what about all of us independent contractors who go through proper channels and protocols to get work? If it gets taken away just because we happen to know someone who didn't even help us to get the contract in the first place, we can't survive in this country. I agree with you. I agree with you. In many instances, this happens. This happened to me. Because of proximity, some things will be taken care of you. But you got to know. Like, you know, I tell you, anytime you get something in this country, you still got to hold your breath. The people say, Howard, listen to me. I can be decent with you. Someone call me. Someone call the radio station and give your own name. Someone called me in 2016 and say, Howard, congratulations. You're the candidate for Central Grand Mahama for the Free National Movement. Someone called me. Some high-positioned person called me. I said, hold on. That don't even exist until it in the paper and I ratified. Don't tell me nothing like that. You could get things in this country, but you still got to hold your breath. Because someone may not like you. That's how these things work in this country. It's unfortunate. But you have to know through experience how to navigate to get to the shores of success. Lines are open, guys. Please be a part of the conversation if you want to do that. Let me see if I can be able to take a next text. It says, how are they finding all kind of excuses? If this was the opposition, then they would get locked up. They need to be fair. Once things happen on their side, they try to cover it up and deal with it lightly. This is a text that's coming through. It says, Howard, so you disappoint me yesterday. As a Grand Bahamian from 8 Mile Rock, you let Fred get away with saying that the PLP have lived up to their promises in West Grand Bahama. Where and when? This is bananas, right? There's a text coming through. So it says, Prime Minister Davis says that his administration cannot postpone the fight against the high cost of living, while never conceding the fact that his government has contributed to it, right? That's a heavy text. His government postured in this kind of a position with external environmental indifference that's happening globally. Almost you could be able to chalk it up to acts of God. His government had the responsibility to be able to react, not necessarily that they created this. This is heavy, what you're saying. I'm not going to fight you. But it's right there, right? Telephone call on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Howard, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Me and your producer just riled us, huh?
Oh, you riled him? Oh, sorry about that. What'd you say?
What I'm calling you for, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make 2 points
mm-hmm.
before you hang me up now.
Mm-hmm,
put
mm-hmm.
on that sometime. Piggyback of what Saki was saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
I watched U.S. News quite a number of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, let me turn this on. I want you to hear me clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And then following the U.S. News, right? And
mm-hmm.
particularly CNN, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen none of our radio personality, nor TV personality or reporters or anybody. The only person who I see come close to them is Candia Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And another lady I can't remember. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
If you're supposed to be a public, what would you call this man?
Figure.
Mr. Mitchell. Public figure, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You still listening?
I'm right here.
And you come to speak on behalf. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think you come in to speak on yourself, which is personal, right?
Mm-hmm.
To your audience
mm-hmm.
on speaking of topics
mm-hmm.
that your audience may have questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to this individual, this public figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
How you could feel within yourself
mm-hmm.
that you can entertain them. What you come here for? Just for your sake, to have your talk? What you do every morning?
Okay.
That part I don't understand.
I
right? That's
saying.
Just my one point. You want to say something? Or you
no, 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 no. But you know, I just reach. When I say reach, I just reach into space. Fred
yeah,
Mitchell
come
established
there,
and solidified himself in this kind of a posture over the course of time.
Okay,
and
so
if I am...
That spell should be broken because guess what? Your seat is supposed to be the hot seat. Then you make up your mind
Merlin.
That you come in before the public. You should know that you should brace yourself
mm-hmm.
for questions, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
person's going to have questions.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't come there with the intention of, I'm only entertaining the host.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever they need to know, they'll know if they're in the party. Because
mm-hmm.
for some reason, that's how the PLP is operational. It's mm-hmm. like you
no, I can't say it's the PLP.
Party. Pardon me?
I can't say it's the PLP. When Chester
Mostly.
Came with me, he'd take calls. When Obi comes with me, he takes calls. When
no,
Paiso
I mean,
comes,
no,
okay,
when
go
I
ahead.
Say operate, I mean like you have to be in that party.
Okay, okay, okay.
Particularly
okay.
in that party, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, by saying that, I'm going to take that same thing and move on to the next topic.
Go
okay?
ahead. Go ahead.
The chairman, right?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you, right? You have somebody on trial right now, and you know your hand is dirty, right? And you don't correct that before that come out to life?
Huh? I think this is, I feel like this is,
no,
it's hilarious when I watch it.
Yeah, and another thing, right? Everybody know how contracts go, because I do, right?
Mm-hmm. All of us know.
Anything, okay.
If you're getting after money and you got a little skill, you try to get one, you know what to do.
Okay.
Okay, praise
anything,
God.
And anything over $5,000,
mm-hmm.
that has to go before the board.
Mm-hmm.
They keep telling you that, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can tell me your relatives have a $30,000 contract and you are not aware? These
mm-hmm.
people tell us for some conk or something.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop it out because we have a lot of innocent people in this country who knows nothing but contract, never had no contract, but they paying their taxes just like me and you and everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time the government change, if you were that government, you line and line for your contract, right,
mm-hmm.
Howard?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When the government is out, what you do? That get yucked so hard with your hand till your hand hurts.
You got to eat wise.
Okay, right?
The
then
day is
done
here.
That, right?
Yes.
We need to get to the point, and I always talk about this, you know, we need to get these contracts out of the way and stop it because it's turning us into a corrupt nation.
But I could say
and
this. I won't say this.
Me?
For the majority
mm-hmm.
of the, for, not for everyone, but for most of the cases or many cases in
mm-hmm.
the country, those persons who get contracts are not necessarily
mm-hmm.
qualified for it. When I say qualified, their work doesn't speak to a professional standpoint. Whether it is the sidewalks, whether it is the truss on a building, whatever these
mm-hmm.
things are, and excuses come right after another to be able to defend those persons who've retrieved those contracts. Because you had the faith that they would do it. Some people would take the money, never do the work.
Oh.
Never do the work.
That's another thing again. And some people, again, people interested in a certain contract, they don't know diddly squat about that line of business. They go and they register a business in the company and gain that contract and knows nothing about it. That's within that same year. And you would have that business for about 20 years and you trying to get that contract and you can't.
They call you.
And they just open up the business.
Hold on. They call you. Howard, what do you think about this thing? What would you do? What would you do like this? Boom, 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 boom. And you right there spilling your guts out. Next thing you know, they get the contract.
I am telling you, you see, but Howard, this has to stop. It may sound like a joke, but it's a serious
thing.
It's
a serious thing.
You need to stop this foolishness because guess what? The mere fact that this man did that, he ain't supposed to be there no longer, you know, because guess what? He done right now, that's a breach. He's supposed to be removed. If not fired, removed from there. Because it show forth he can't be trusted. You agree or you disagree, Howard? Mm-hmm.
I don't believe he can be. I don't believe. If he can, Howard. If he could do this, watch me. If he could do this, and then he said, I don't frown against nepotism, right? Uh-huh. And he's content with that. Mm-hmm. I think he needs to be
removed.
I think he needs to be removed.
Not
I think
fired.
Not don't because him, not because of what he did, because sometimes we could say, well, you know, I apologize, right? But to fortify that by saying, well, I don't see nothing wrong with the thing, hold on, cousin. This is so much
Howard,
what you're doing.
Come on now.
That's
the, man, the man who come from the U.S. is on trial.
Mm-hmm.
What nonsense is this? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you to walk the straight and narrow road, and 2 years in, you got almost three years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't start to do foolishness, what you think?
My God.
He can't be trusted. He needs to be removed.
My God.
The Prime Minister ain't doing nobody no favor and taking no contract from no relative.
My God.
Daughter or son or whoever had it. Move him from there. That's our money.
Wow.
Right, Howard?
I appreciate you.
I can't get you to agree with me.
Right, I agree
Howard?
With you. I agree with you. I agree with you six times.
All right.
Thank you. I'm not going to fight you. I said that I believe that if you can lay it out like this, then you have to be able to be removed. I don't think that there should be no jive about it. I don't think that there should have been this kind of a position where the Prime Minister comes in and says that this contract will be canceled. I think that should have been done. I think after we heard this, instantly, bop, instant gratification socially, bop, the thing should have been canceled. And not because we don't like her. And not because we're angry with her. And not because we don't want to see them have anything. The information came to the forefront. I did my best the other day to be able to defend a friend of mine because I know the plight that he went through to be able to get himself in a position without, independently, can I say that? I know the plight of my friend trying to put himself in an independent position to take care of himself and his young family. I know that. I know his push. You see him this time he come here with his book? He's been on every one of my platforms, every single one. I know his push, and I love his mind, and I want to give him an opportunity. And I feel like I could be wrong. And y'all didn't call me and cuss me out. I feel like I see my mother in this. This is what happened with my mother. My mother, she wanted to help me. She only could mention to me, maybe go check somebody else. She didn't call him and tell him, set it up for me. You understand? She said, go check somebody else. This is what's coming down. Read the Bahama Gazette. Read the Gazette from the House of Assembly and then find out these particular things and then make a determination how to strategically put yourself. The Gazette full up in her office. I got to read these things. And then I have to determine how to be able to make things happen. So I cannot feel bad about when nepotism is found out, when there's a light shone on the thing. I can't. Because I know that I had to endure. And the endurance has placed me in a position where I'm fortified in my skill set. I actually work. Nobody give me nothing. I had to go through the hard work of understanding how to navigate these particular spaces. So I agree with you. Everybody, all and sundry, should be gone. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
Hey, what's up, my dear?
Right here.
How are things?
Happy Tuesday. That's
praise
the best
God.
I could say.
Praise God.
I'm listening and I'm agreeing with what this lady is talking about. Because, and then another thing, the Prime Minister is saying that he's going to do something about it. I don't take his word for anything anymore. I'm so sorry. His word means nothing to me. Because he apparently was the same deputy prime minister at the time when we said no to the gambling, and we still got it anyway, didn't we?
That was under the former. That was under the former thing now.
That's okay. Former or nothing. He was right there.
The late Obi Wurscombe stood in the House of Assembly, said, "Let the church be the church, and we be the government, and do the government." And my mouth drop open.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
You know,
amen.
And then if you look at it too, right? Let's say he said he's going to do something about it. You know, why should we believe him? Because whatever he do, how would we know that he did anything?
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. How would we know what he did or if he did anything?
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Because he says, like Mr. Clint Watson says, it depends on the crowd that he's talking to.
My God, you just get heavy, eh?
It depends on the crowd he's talking to.
You can't release nothing but your behemoth now. You can use that as ammunition later. My God.
Little while. Okay. There's another thing. When we're talking about contracts, how great a contractor was the one for the Aaron Bailey School? So, you know, come again with something that matters.
The trust didn't fall.
Do something where we can see what you do, and then you could look at Mr. What's his name? Mr. Prime Minister for Abaco.
Mm-hmm.
Anything was done about that?
Not Abaco. No, they
not
got,
Abaco.
They can allow it. They can allow it. Well, he took him out of the office of the Prime Minister.
That's it.
You can't fire him as an MP because you ain't hire him. The people of North Abaco hired him. So he's a representative until he goes through the court system and he is found in one way or another. So the PLP can't touch him.
But Howard, it's amazing. Let's just say Guardian says that you did something that you wasn't supposed to do and they had to bring you before the courts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. They hired Dwight Strong to sit in your seat.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that you were there for that, mm-hmm. and Dwight Strong walk right in, mm-hmm. and do exactly what you did.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is your person is closer to you mm-hmm. than your person is closer to you than his person is
mm-hmm.
to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything my children do, I have a grown son. He does nothing without, mommy, guess what? I just got this. Or mommy, I just did this.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? So tell me again.
It's
you
heavy.
Didn't know.
It's heavy.
Please.
It's heavy.
You was the one who instructed her, listen, don't go above $5,000.
You need to stop it. How you know that? You can't. All we can do is speculate. We know
Bahamian.
What happened.
We as Bahamian, we just put our own spin on everything so we know what happened.
My God.
How small a country is this? Come on.
My God.
We know our children come to us for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Come and brag to us. Come for. You have teenagers. Teenagers don't really tell parents much. But they show your teenage boys has come to you with almost anything and everything they do. Mm-hmm. So you have an idea. Even after they do it, they'll say, Daddy, you know what? I think I did this or I think I did that. You still know.
Yeah.
So your children doing things, you know exactly because you guide them on how to go about it, so don't cross your ass. That's why you pretend to not know. Please, tell that to Japan, who don't know us.
I appreciate you calling. I thank you so much for your telephone call, my dear. I appreciate what you're saying. I don't think all of us fall in the same bracket, right? I know some people are very close with their family, and their mommy and daddy, and so forth and so on. I got what I get because I read. I know the government business because I was told to go read and go look. And so I've done that historically. There are some opportunities that exist right now for money, for exemptions, for this, for that. You'll never know if you don't pay attention. You'll never know if you wrap up in your WhatsApp group. You will never know if you don't read the newspaper. I know because I just read. And so when you see me get certain things, you say, oh, I guess something the fella see me say, what the F and M buy you that? I say, stop being stupid. Everyone could get this. If you don't do it like this, boom, boom, boom. Here's the information. Go and pursue the thing for yourself. People are just, they're naive and confined to their own spaces. What you need to do is expand your horizon. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
And if you're not loving,
pizza, try the pepperoni magnifico, sausage magnifico, or the ultimate magnifico pizzas, starting at $18.50. The new bold magnifico pizzas are loaded with your choice of either old world sausage or pepperoni and traditional pepperoni or sausage, topped with Roma San seasoning, made with Marco's original sauce and three cheeses. Order the new magnifico pizzas on Marco's Pizza Bahamas app or online. Available for a limited time.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Everybody must work. Work. Everybody must work. Work hard.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me live in full effect. We got everything here. We just kind of put everything on the table. I just want to be as transparent as possible, man. I just want to let you know this. I have gone through hell trying to scrape my way out of this dark hole like Batman and cane them down here. Beating the hell out of me. And I'm trying to get out. And I'm looking up. I don't know if you watched the movie, right? I'm looking up trying to be able to get out and does everything to get out of this thing. And I found myself having to walk through the front door. I don't walk through back doors. I too big for your back door. I can't slide through there. People can see what this is. Who this is? I got to go through the double doors in the front. Everybody got to see me coming the right way. And that's just what it is. Let me read a text. It says, Howard, a lot of people are forgetting that the entire public service, including the top echelon of government, is governed by a set of rules known as general orders, which specific rules regarding nepotism. Even if Mr. Petty was not involved in the granting of the contract, one of the senior managers shunned him so that he could operate within the rules. His information's out there. And that's really, can I say that? That's really what the permanent secretary is about. The permanent secretary's position, which is a technocrat's position, is confined to the Constitution, rules, regulations, the governing orders that exist within the confines of your organization or the department, the segment of government. The permanent secretary is responsible for being able to advise ministers and others whose position flip-flops. They could shift with time, they could shift with a shuffle, they could shift with an election, but the permanent secretary is to be able to provide you consistent information. Senior managers and other technocrats within this particular space, even if you could play and you could be able to claim that you don't know, there are persons who are to give you this advice and say to you, this is where it is. This is what you should do. Okay? So it says, good morning. Let friends, families, and lovers get contracts from other departments and they send their people to your department. Less conflict of interest. I'm not going to fight you for your concept. Right? So it says, great show as usual. You read. You are a grant. No way you cutting grass. I promise you, I was cutting grass. My company was called Homeland Maintenance and Landscaping. That's what my company's called.
Homeland Maintenance and Landscaping. He says, say now you pay people to watch them. So now you pay the people to watch them cut the grass. No, I don't. I said, decent man. I'm grateful for what I've been through. I think it's really matured me to understand life. I had a greater understanding of the value of who we are as a people when I traveled to Cuba and understood what they was going through and realized that we really are a gem in this country. Sometimes you got to go off to have a greater appreciation for what you have. Because when you're here on the rock, all you can see is the rock. But when you go off and you travel and you see how hard people live it, you have a greater appreciation for where you are. Let's see it. So it says, Sparky trying to call you, Howard. This is a text is coming through. Somebody text me. Amen, right? So it says, Guardian needs to start a dictionary word of the day and ethics rules series. I like this. You can't see ethics is a social conscious thing. Socially, we have no ethics. Oh my God, y'all don't want to talk like this. Socially, ethics doesn't exist. Everyone who called in the radio station, whilst you have this kind of a strong opinion, if the opportunity is presented before you to get a contract for $49,995 today to do whatever, something that you could do in your sleep, whatever it is. And these opportunities say, don't go over 50 because you're going to have to go to the cabinet. You're going to take that opportunity. You can go through these particular things. You can do everything you could do to be able to get that because ethics doesn't exist. In a society that's grappling for an opportunity to be able to get financial security, to be able to find themselves economically buoyant and floating like the ivory soap on top of the water, at least you ain't drowning, you're on top of the water. Every one of us are looking for a way to be able to find ourselves in a consistency. That's all we want. We want sustainability. That's what we want. That's where life is. Life is in sustainability, not the trickle. That's what we exist in right now, this trickle effect. You eat for 5 years like a camel, you got to suck everything down for 5 years, you get fat, and then for the next 5 years, you po. My God, you're dead po. That's what's happening politically in this country. From an economic standpoint, we are affected by the politics that exist in this country. You got to hurry up, eat, quick, because you know. People still mad with Minnis, mad with him, angry that they could get 8 more months of money and Minnis though I needed that. They mad with him right now because that is the society that we live in. That's the society we live in. People only exist off of the back of the government. Many people eat. Don't mind them riding around good with their nose up. And they ain't even will hail you. These are the people who was running to me. Many of them. So how would I want to say something on the radio, man? But it's FNM government. Now you're driving smooth. You ain't want to hail Howard. Boss, you ain't want to beep, beep. You hit me two wheels. Just hail me. I ain't going to fight you. But I sure that I found myself in a consistent position, which many of us have to look for. And that is outside the confines of government. No one got their hand up my backside as I'm no puppet for no one. I stand independently in my conviction and able to speak about these things. So you got to come back this way. Watch the people who you pass on this ladder. Because your ladder's short. It only could change light bulb. Your ladder don't even get to the roof. My God, I can't get no amen. Your ladder is a short ladder. It's a two-step ladder. Bop, bop. Maybe two more. You can reach the top of the cupboard, but you can't even touch the roof. That's the society that we live in. So we grapple with this concept of nepotism and perpetuate and push forward this concept of victimizing. Oh, you're victimizing me because you don't want me to get something from my cousin. And you notice a small society. You haven't developed your skill set. We in a global society. I know people in this country right now making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of YouTube. YouTubers. Just yesterday, I saw something that says the guy who does tech or teach or something like that, making $50,000 an hour to play video games. What's that? What's the people called? Tech? Teach? What's the guys called? $50,000 an hour to play video games. Develop your skill set. That's all you have to do. You could be anywhere in the world, especially after COVID-19, but you're more concerned about what you could get slack and accessible to you, because this one, oh yeah, man, they're prone to corruption anyhow. They can give it to me. We have to fix this. We have to do something about that. Lines open if you want to be a part of it. I get it so much text. She say, don't tell our unread people that so politicians could hoodwink them, that ethics ain't real. And none of them have it. The Supreme Court of the United States of America just announced yesterday that they will be putting ethics rule in black and white, which is extremely important. That's crazy that you have to now etch ethics and morality, like you have to enshrine that in law. That's crazy. That you live your life and matriculate through various systems and come to the point now we have to remind you that this is unethical. That's bananas to me. But, you know, this is life. It said, hitherto, they had trusted in honor of the judges and that they found Clarence Thomas accepting trips all over the place. Ethics is enshrined in the employee handbook for many companies. I told you many times about the hotel's concept and idea about that. All right? I told you many times about that. I told you that the ethical or the moral standpoint that we had, let's use tips for instance, the moral standpoint that we had within the confines of the hotel was that we should not accept tips. However, many people only exist off of tips. I'll tell you a short story. This got to be quick. I got in Cuba before I met my little sweet thing in the can. I'm in Cuba. Now, this Cuba, I didn't hear all the stories in the world. I got to go look for some pretty girls. Let's just be very clear about this. I want to be honest with you. This is where it is. I met this guy. Say, hey, my friend, how you doing, my friend? You looking for some friends? You want to have a good time tonight? So I say, yeah, I'm looking for me and my guys, right? So I say, yeah, we want to go to a club or something that I have a good time. Yeah, I take you to the discotheque, my friend. I bring all my cousins, my friends, everybody. So he went out and he bring like 10 girls. Like 10 girls. And some of the most unattractive girls I've seen this side of glory. I just want to be very clear with you. And then I said to myself, okay, God, I see what you did here. This is too much, right? Nonetheless, I'm here trapped in this position because we asked him for this. So we're in the discotheque. And the Spanish music playing, and we're sitting there. They bring one bottle of Havana Club and one cup, a fifth of Havana Club and one cup. Brand new, 18 years old. I'm indifferent about this. I didn't hear the stories about hepatitis, right? I didn't hear the stories about this and all these things like that that's happening in Cuba. And they didn't tell me about these things. So I'm sitting here and the guy has one cup. And so he gives the one cup, he puts a cup down there. He says, everybody have the shot from the cup. So I said, no, man, thank you. So he says, my friend, you have to take a drink. So I said, no, thank you, man. I do appreciate it. He said, my friend, I need to talk to you, right? So he bring me outside. So I says, what's the matter? He said, my friend, when you in other people's country, you have to know something. You no have nothing. We don't have anything. We offer you all that we have. But I need you to listen. Escúchame. Listen. That's how you're talking, right? He said, when the people give you something to drink, you have to remember they have nothing. You have to take it. It's a cultural issue that exists within the confines of the hotel. Ethics is wrapped up in understanding the culture that exists externally. And so you have to go through this course that says, no, no, no. And by the third no, you have to say yes and accept this particular thing. If someone's offering you something, it's culture that exists in these things. When it comes to politics, you have to understand the morality that exists and confines you to the space, not that you're in, but where you come from. We do not accept these things. This is taboo. We don't do that. This is where we come from.
And if they don't know that as they're traveling around the world to represent the country, then I don't think they're in the good, they're in the right business. It says, as I was listening to the part of Dwight's show with Fred Mitchell during the PLP's convention, I was interested in listening to his, they put acronyms here, to his further, the acronyms. So it says, so when I heard him on your show yesterday, I turned it off. Fred, have y'all as poodles. Okay. He said, it's a sad and it's an unfortunate. I'm aware that we all have to live in this country and that there is a fair victimization once bridges are burned by entertaining these politicians. Acronyms again. It's not helpful for our democracy and the further advancement of our country. I hear what you guys are saying, and I'm going to fight you for that. But every day we have this dialogue, you and I, transparently. You want to be able to, I need to tell him to his face, but I assure you that he can hear. And if you good that I get that off my chest to say that to him, I'm sure that he'll give you his number. You know his office is. You can be able to take those spaces. I just want to be as decent as possible. I need you all to understand that. There are some rules and regulations that may be able to shift with time, but you have to do so incrementally. And that doesn't just go to Fred Mitchell or any of these persons. When we're trying to build something new, I like to use a little honey and not that sharp vinegar because I want to be able to have tenure here. Let's just be straight and let's just be clear about that. Don't fight me. We still have dialogue with transparency about every issue that pops up in this country. And I'm not afraid to be able to touch that. So I want to talk to you about this. It's, good afternoon, Howard. You're right. Many persons in our environment have many personal issues and don't want to see other persons do well and tries to stop their growth. There is a demonic. They are demonic and they are controlled by the devil. God will deal with them. Karma is real. God is a reward of this information. It says, hey, Howard, this is... Miss, you won't put all your name on the people's thing. These are people from Pinedale. I remember when you campaigned for your mom in 2007 and many did not believe that she would have won. I am officially reporting to you that Bishop Ricardo Grant will be the next member of parliament for... This is a lot. I'm officially reporting to you that Bishop Ricardo Grant will be the next MP for West Grand Bahama and Bimini, and get your suit ready. The PLP ground game is very weak. Just rum, 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 and body, body. This is a text that's coming through. This is wild. One more text before we get to a commercial break. This is LOL. God always directing you in the right direction. You couldn't wait to get that off that plane with that autistic girl licking on your arm. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
My bets, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Last few minutes of the show, guys. Y'all are wilding out. I get a couple more texts from Grand Bahama. It says, hey, Howard, this your cousin, right? They put no government name on there. You ain't got to give me your whole government name. I think you put your name on there. because you need me to know that I say so, so I can keep this text. Say, hey, Howard, it's your cousin campaigning. I campaigned for your mom in 2007 also, and people didn't believe in her, and she won by 600 votes. Well, I can tell you one thing. Bishop Grant is going to be able to be shocking for the FNM. They're the only people on the ground daily in Grand Bahama. It's a text that's coming through. So it says, Howard, you know that there is nepotism in the commercial and offshore banking industries, where the Bahamas, and also in the hotel industry, as you are probably aware. So, nepotism in government is just common and accepted by the people in power. It's not fair, but nepotism is ingrained culturally. The things here in the Bahamas, there's a text. So it says, Mr. Ingram didn't see it important to hold on to the North Abaco seat. No, he won't be the FNM to win in West Grand Bahama and the West Grand Bahama Bimini seat. He just muddied the water for the FNM. Suck my teeth. It looks like the FNM leaders need help pulling this off. Mr. Ingram represents Abaco for 38 years and didn't see it fit for the FNM to keep the seat. What you say, but I don't know if I agree with that. And I also agree with one part, that there seems to be, I don't know how to say this to you. I won't say it with decency. There is an economic key within the Free National Movement that has not been turned. It's not represented on the ground financially. So when you don't see a specific caliber of campaign, not just campaign, when you don't see a specific caliber of campaign that says that an economic key has not been turned, maybe you don't have access to this economic key. So you have access to who? Who? Hubert Ingram. And Hubert Ingram zealously and perpetually, as he spoke, he says, hey, listen, I am the longest serving leader of the organization, so of course I support the organization. As a result of seeing that and saying that, Hubert Ingram has the shows up. But the finances that we've been looking for to be able to match the fortitude of the campaign that exists on the ground by the PLP, I don't see it showing up in West Grand Bahama. Just me. So, you may have some truth to what you're saying. There's a caller calling you on. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey. Howard, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
All right. Brad Mitchell is a prime example. Who thinks that they they are the people who the people are supposed to be serving. They get it backwards. They're supposed to be the servants of the people, not the other way around.
Mm.
But what I call about this is that, this case with regards to chairman for the Water and Sewage Corporation, the same position, the same corporation, the man doing the same thing with the same very hair they got Adrian Gibson in court for. Doing this. As a matter of fact, I think he do it worse because he's doing family members, daughter and sister. And this man still have a seat to come here or come here. Agent Gibson and whoever else is along with him, they in court. What kind of garbage is?
Amen. You do.
What kind of garbage is this? What we got going on in this place?
You're wilding out. Now it's time for us to be able to keep that and hold their feet to the fire and deal with them according to that. I appreciate you, telephone call. Now I will say this. Somebody called me and said, Howard, who the autistic person was licking you on the side? I told you, you didn't hear the story. I had gas 40,000 feet in the air and I was sitting by the window. I couldn't get out. It was two people ahead of me. One was an autistic girl and her mother who was serving her the entire time. So I was trying to small up myself and make myself small. And what happened is that she had gas, obviously, also, and she was licking on me the entire flight. Bop, bop, bop. I said, oh my God, should I hit her back? I didn't. So that was the text. That was the text I called it about those things. Guys, just to make it a little light for you on such a serious matter, I think it's time for us to be able to get to morality and ethics in this country. I know that law, rules, and regulation are confined and enshrined in our constitution that says that we don't have to travel outside of this. Outside of this, you break the law if you step outside of this. But we have to know that some things aren't good. I could give you example after example when laws could have been broken to accompany or to accommodate me and my family, and it never was. So if we didn't do it, then you ain't got to do it, baby. You ain't got to do that. And I believe that if you have talent, you have a skill set, you have all of these skills that you claim to pay the bills like you claim to have, then go find something else to do. You're going to be okay. Let's make these things happen. Guys, I thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us today. It is an absolutely gorgeous day. Go out there and do something decent. It's getting late. It's still early when you get off.
maybe go take a walk. I should take a little walk today. Let's do some things like that. It's a beautiful day, guys. Enjoy your day here in the land of the living. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant. We're going to be here tomorrow, chopping the thing down, talking about national growth and development. Second save for Chivago Line with Z Live right after this.